It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, pleasure to have you with us. South Africa needs a railway line from the Waterberg to Mpumalanga to ensure future energy security. And this is according to the mining company Exxaro. Tell me why.
You know, we've a situation now where we have the Witbank coalfield being depleted. We have the Waterberg coalfield, which is emerging. And we've always heard news from Exxaro and other coal miners that they also want to export coal from the Waterberg, so they would need a rail line to the port of Richards Bay. But this is a new angle on the story, that the Mpumalanga power stations are going to outlast the coal fields of Witbank. So therefore they're saying that line now can form a dual purpose, because not only are we going to have the benefit of the line to export from Richards Bay from the Waterberg coalfield, but now Waterberg is also going to have to supply the power stations in Mpumalanga from an energy security point of view, not only from an export point of view. So there's a dual role. And they're saying that in time to come, they could be looking at 30 million tons of coal coming along that line. So it's going to be substantial. We find that a lot of the power stations are being returned to service, being refurbished. So they are going to be available when there's also no coal nearby. And the plan is that you build a railway line from the Waterberg, the emerging coalfield, to supply the power stations of Mpumalanga.
And still staying with railways, looks like South Africa, according to BHP Billiton, that is, that South Africa needs a lower cost and higher capacity rail route for the export of its manganese, or otherwise it would lose market share.
That's right. You know, we know we've got this fantastic manganese resource in the Kalahari. It is high quality, but one of its problems is it's 1,000 kilometers from the coast and you need good logistics. Not only is a BHP Billiton active there with Anglo and Samancor, but there are a lot of new entrants there. We have Russian-linked companies, India-linked companies, and a lot of people going for the manganese in that area. But it's going to be worthless unless you can really get it down to the ports for export if you're going to compete on the business front. And what happens now is that you move from the hot as hell in Northern Cape and you go along the general freight line to Port Elizabeth, the main manganese, the primary manganese export port. What they're saying is that the logistics along there are pretty costly, and they need to have a better solution, a new route with a higher capacity if they are going to take market share from others, and which we could do. And so they have their eye on the Sishen-Saldanha rail line, you know, with additional loops. But it's going to take a lot of investment. But that, of course, that new investment will create a lot of new opportunity. And so that is their plea. Give us a new route to export our manganese, which has higher capacity and less cost.
Now, the private sector-led idea of building the Trans-Kalahari coal line to Walvis Bay, the Southern African, the SADC governments responding positively to that?
It's very interesting. You know, again, the coal miners are saying that they're getting a positive response to the idea of not only going east with the, you know, monopoly line, the coal line going to Richards Bay, but they can now look west. And there the private sector is awakening and getting to government and saying, look, let's build our own Trans-Kalahari line. Let's see how we can do with that. Because if you go via Walvis Bay and say you're coming from the Waterberg or the Mamabula field in Botswana, and there are a lot of new activities going up there, we could even clip a week off the time that it takes to export to Europe. So there's even an advantage from a time point of view. So it's going to be interesting to see how the private sector on the West Coast and the state-run rail on the East Coast, how they could possibly compete. I'm sure it'll be very good for all of them, but of course it's going to take a lot of investment. They'll need the World Bank, International Monetary Fund also to try and contribute to this line, but it could unlock huge value in Southern Africa.
Martin Creamer, as always, a pleasure talking to you. Much appreciated. He'll be back with us next week, the same time.